Yeah. Okay. So we were discussing the issue of Antler. Let's finish with that, and then we'll talk about the question of sitting and standing. Basically, I think that all these four issues, I guess, obviously have something in common, and you can be mechalik between them. But the common denominator basically is the formal posture, if you will, of these functions. And the more we look at din, egus, and baldavar in a pragmatic way, right, the less we should really care whether you're sitting or you're standing or you're leaning, right? And frankly, whether you're even present in court or you're there by proxy, what kind of proxy, maybe even a paper proxy. Because in the end of the day, what we should mostly care about is that justice is served, that, you know, the cases are presented in a fair and accurate way. And at the end of the day, that a psak is given that, you know, upholds the halacha as law. So, if we do find formal requirements like presence, which is the Antler Shliach Bezdin topic, or a meaningful requirement of either Amida, Yeshiva, and so on, so that is something which is a little surprising, and the more it's ma'akev, the more it's surprising. So, what do we really do with that? That's the more difficult position, to explain. So one possibility is that these things themselves contribute in some sort of way to, fostering, I guess, an environment of yira, and, they promote, ultimately, a better result, MS. We find such phenomena, both with regard to, how people, whether they stand, whether they sit, maybe it's the imbalance, the sense of yira, all of that, and so on. Or just their presence in the court itself, especially if it's things like Einan Ameyaz Panav Bifnei Balchov, things of that sort. We'll see, soon that even things like Ein Mekavlin Eidus Shalom Bifnei Baldin are understood, in more than one way, possibly relating to that also. That's looking people in the eye, forcing them to come to court, the court having a certain kind of, being a certain kind of atmosphere or environment, a certain mystique, even to that environment, can all contribute. So, for example, again, that Mishnah in Sanhedrin that we spoke about, in the very beginning of the year, first day, where that's a Dine Nefashos context, but Iyum Ha'edim, the point is that, there should be a little bit of terror, in the hearts of Edim, knowing what it is that's at stake. So, Yeshiva, Amida, if the Edim are looking, down at the Dayanim or the Dayanim, or standing in their presence, definitely these are elements that could have to do only with kavod, or with, again, creating like a certain relationship, within the court system, the Ba'al Dinim, the Edim, the Dayanim, some are sitting and some are standing or at different points, that's an effective way to establish relationships, like, who, is presiding and who is functioning, and so on and so forth. And there's no question that, either kavod bezdin or the yira part or the ha'aza parts could explain a lot of these things. However, the more we think that, as we've been discussing all year round, that there's something more to it than that, that being an aide is something which is much more formal, or even being a baldavar in the system is being like, a partner or a party, to some, the enactment of some, halachic drama that is a kind of, avodas Hashem in a bigger way, and that, the dayanim are Elohim, who embody Elohim, and the Bezdin is a place of, Hashuas Hashkina, are plenty of chazals that way, gemaras even, some of which are connected to halachos. Again, when we studied Sanhedrin a couple of years back, you know, we noted that in terms of minu dayanim, in terms of some of the other dinim of bezdin and dayanim. So the idea that, you know, there are the amida and the yeshiva and even the relationships, you know, beyond the truth and falsehood part, beyond the psychological elements, that there's something more to it is something to think about. So that's really where we are when we talk about representation, when we talk about amidas balei dvarim, when we talk about amidas ha'edim, and we talk about yeshivas hadayanim. Now, is it also the case necessarily that the last three are connected, or can they be separate? We'll discuss them in a couple of minutes. And by that I mean two things. Number one, if we're talking about, you know, again, who's standing and who's sitting and so on, one question is, are these all the same kind of halacha? Right? In other words, is whatever we're going to say about amidas balei dinim, you know, similar to what we're going to say about amidas balei dvarim, amidas balei dvarim, amidas edim, and shivas dayan? So, for example, to the question, you know, is it all, is it doraisa, is it drabbanan, is it lechatchila, is it, you know, bidyevet, is it, does it matter whether it's, you know, the zman of the gemar din, or the time of Kabbalah Seidos, or the time of Maso Matan? Like, do we care or not? That's one kind of question. The other kind of question to ask is you know, are the dinim connected in terms of just applying them in a particular court case? In other words, is part of the halacha, let's say, the different postures or the contrasting postures of edim and dayanim, so that it's clear, you know, what everybody's role is, or is it about very specifically, you know, amidas balei dvarim, amidas edim, and yeshivas hadayanim? Like, is it a bigger problem to have like amidas hadayanim and yeshivas edim in the same case, or no? These are separate points. So these are things that we want to think about. We don't want to spend so much time on this, so we're going to try to do it quickly. But they come up here a little bit. So let's go back to Antler, Shliach Bezin, and so on. Let's, that we already started discussing, so let's finish with that. The question of, you know, again, representatives, lawyers, Shliach Bezdin, and so on. So there are numerous questions to talk about. We've pretty much mapped it out. I just want to go back to that for a second. And I just want to go specifically through a couple of the makoros just to make sure we hit the basic points. The problem of representation, as I say, is a problem of a pragmatic problem of emes and sheker, and especially based on the issue of inad amayas. So it's about either precision or honesty, you know, not tempting one or not tempting, you know, dishonesty. That's one possibility, right? Or it's a technicality in representation itself, namely whether there is such a notion as shlichos under these conditions. That's why I spent a couple minutes on Sunday, you know, talking about, you know, Dover Shebegufo, and, you know, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Mitzvah, Shlichos when somebody is passive, Shlichos when what they're doing is even Bal Korcham, right? Now it's Shliach L'Kabbalah, let's say Begitin, Shliach L'Kabbalah B'Kiddushin, things of that sort, because maybe that is an issue here. Maybe the question of whether or not you can have somebody represent you depends on what they're doing. Can you have somebody represent you talking? By the way, it's another issue that's very closely connected to this, especially as some of the early Achronim or early Poskim understood it, is a question of mili. We say, you know, we have a rule, mili lo mimsari l'shliach. Usually that means, in its classical application, that if it turns out that your shlichus was nothing more than, you know, having a shliach be a memana, another shliach, like shliach osa shliach, that's a problem of mili lo mimsari l'shliach. However, not everybody agrees that that's all that it is. And, you know, you have the famous discussion in the Marit and others, like, let's say you make a shliach to be mafkir you're a nechassim. Now there's a shlichus to do dibor. Is that mili lo mimsur l'shliach? And then a lot of the responses to that marit were, what are you talking about? That's not what we mean by mili. That's what the words can translate to mean. Mili, words, lo mimsur l'shliach. But that's not what we mean. What we mean is that there's sometimes a problem of shliach osa shliach. If it turns out your shlichus was only legabe minui shlichus, it doesn't mean that dibor is not transmitted through shlichus, does it? Can you make a shliach for bitul chametz? Can you make a shliach for hafaras nedarim? Right? So these are discussions. Again, the Ran talks about this in Psachim, and the Rishonim talk about this in nedarim. Right? Making a shliach for dibor type matters. That's all part of this bigger discussion, the second perspective. Maybe this isn't about ha'aza / MS or better MS. It's really about there's nothing wrong per se. Lu Yitzuya, you could accomplish it. There's nothing, from a din point of view and from a baldavar point of view that militates against shlichus. However, at the end of the day, it just doesn't fit in to the requirements or the definition of shlichus itself, and therefore you're not going to have it. Could there be a difference in that between a shliach and a mursha? Sure. Could there be a difference from that perspective between the toveya and the nitzvah? Sure. Again, if you take it from an emes and sheker point of view, ha'aza, is there a difference between toveya and nitzvah? That's what we were discussing a little bit yesterday. That's really the question. I'll read you some of the lishonos again more clearly today. That's what some of the rishonim are. Some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch were bothered by, the Bach and the Sma, the Prisha, were bothered by. Namely, if there's a problem with Ha'aza, why is it only a problem for the nitva and not for the toveya? And we'll see the different answers. We talked about a little bit the other day in Achanami. Right, that's always only a problem for the nitva, not for the toveya, or there's some extenuating circumstance. If we take the second view, namely, if this is all about shlichus and really the ability of somebody to represent you, it's a shlichus problem. Is this issue belongs in if you're the Rambam? Where should you put this halacha? Right? Should you put it in Hilchos Sanhedrin? And where would you put it in Hilchos Sanhedrin? Right. Hilchos Eidos, Hilchos Sanhedrin, or should you put it in Hilchos Shluchim V'Shutfin, essentially? That's kind of what we're asking. So that's the second perspective. And then the third perspective, which I think is the most interesting, is the idea that V'amdu Shnei Anashim B'Din, that there's a requirement of the Baldin, right, to play a role. And this, of course, is going to be enhanced, this perspective is going to be enhanced if it's a form of halakha based on Gzeres HaKasu. In particular, if we start applying Edim halakhos to Balei Din. And that, of course, is part of the story. Now, again, you can apply Edim halakhos to Balei Din in one of two ways. You could decide that the Edim halakhos themselves are much more pragmatic. They themselves are much more about either shlichus or emes and sheker, and then you'll say, well, they apply to baldavar as well. But if the dinim that we're talking about are more formalistic, I'm talking about mipihem below mipi maturgaman, mipihem below mipi ksava. If those themselves are more formal requirements, then their application to a baldavar is significant. Just as if amidas ha'edim va'amdu, is something that is shared by Balei Dinim and Edim, and if we treat them the same, that's part of one of the questions that I raised, then that will be interesting and that will be significant. So that's one whole issue. We're now going to go in one more minute just to take apart each sheet just to see what they say instead of just being abstract about it. The second part of the topic is what effect, if any, right, do factors like kavod, right, have on these issues? And here to explore three levels of kavod, right? One is kol kvuda bas melech pnima, which is our sugya, which is why it comes up here. The second is kvod talmud chacham, right, which the Ramban introduces into the mix here and compares to kol kvuda, but you know, with much less evidence, obviously. And the third, of course, based on the Yerushalmi, is kvod kohen gadol. Not even kvod kohen, but kvod kohen gadol based on mikidashto. Meaning, do these factors, lemaisa, play a role? And, of course, something more intriguing is if, you know, they play different roles. But the bigger question with regard to each one, respectively, is do they play a substantive role? Because the more that we, again, if we're talking about things that are more flexible to begin with, and especially if the flexible things themselves are kavod dinim, right? So, you know, you can trade one kavod for another, or at least, you know, you can talk about it. And definitely it's a much more flexible category to begin with. So we'll talk about this also, because the kavod issue is something that applies not only to the question of representation, but again, Amida and Yeshiva of Bali Din and Eidim and Dayanim. So the more, if we're dealing with Kavod Dinim to begin with, then great. Even if we're dealing with things that are Lechatchila, right, but not Bidiyeved, either on the level of Emes and Sheker or some other formal requirement, so you could say, you know, it's the old, you know, it's not an internal thing like Kavod and Kavod, but it's, you know, the factor of kavod, how far does it go, you know, when it conflicts with other dinim. And that's a question, right? V'hisalamta, it's a question all over the place. But the more we think that we're dealing with a real posture of, you know, avodas Hashem or a certain function and so on, agzeres hakasuv, it becomes much more difficult to explain how something like kavod would make a difference. To use the lishonos of the Rishonim when it comes to the question of yeshiva, you know, the Eidim, right? So the Rishonim who think that is not ma'akev, we'll get to this in a couple of minutes, you know, say bring a riot from the fact that there's a heter of kavod talmud chacham. And the language that they use is what? This is really going to be a psul, like it sounds like in the Gemara in Zvachim, and Tazayin and Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that Eidus, right, be yeshiva, is a psul, and you're going to waive that for a kvod Talmud Chacham. The kvod Talmud Chacham can be machshir, you know, a psul Eidus, right? So we need an answer to that question, since there are those who think that these dinim are ma'akev and they're daraisa, and we'll discuss it, but it highlights the problem, meaning what's going on here when we talk about kol kvuda or kibud talmud chacham or kvod kohen gadol is a double issue. One is how far in all of halacha, this requires a massive chart, you know, does the factor of these kavods, you know, allow you to go, how much of a strong factor is it? But also, what is the resistant din, or the resistant pressure, or the counter pressure? Meaning, obviously, kavod can never be a substitute for hechsher, but maybe certain dinim that are ma'akev, or certain dinim, you know, even that constitute a din of hechsher, are only a hechsher by virtue of what's possible, or by virtue of the perception or perspective, you know, that a particular halacha conveys. And that gufa is more malleable or more flexible, right, when it's, you know, comes, you know, head-to-head with another factor like kavod. We'll explain what we mean. But it's very similar to what we already said when we talked about Tosis and Laman and Beis. I talked about, you know, the question of kavod, for example, being a factor in looking at something as either a kumbase or a sheval tase, when something's on the borderline, right? So similarly, we have to say something like that here. So when it comes to the antler question, does kol kvuda, kvod talmud chacham, or kvod kohen gadol have the capacity to really make a difference or not. Those are the issues. So now let's just go quickly through some of the actual shitas. So we started with Tosas. It sounds like Tosas thinks shlichus would work. Itamar had an interesting suggestion about the language. I like the language suggestion very much, and that it comes from Beinu Tam. But looking at it again, I don't think it's, you know, the default shot at all. I think that also, if it would be true, then there would be an enormous other implication. Because Tosas on the Daf basically contrasts the effectiveness of this shliach, of this shlichus, whatever it is, with aid mipa. Correct, Itamar? So, for what you're saying to be correct, which I think is an interesting in the language, and it's certainly an interesting question and issue, as we'll get to, you would have to say that the problem of mi piem below mi pi ksavam, or mi pi ksavam, right, is itself a kind of a aid mi pi aid problem, which is not impossible to say, but it's also not obviously the case. Correct? You're looking at me confused.
Well, I didn't think that the first part of Tosas is...
Well, Tosas is saying you don't have this in Eidos, right? Even though you will have it in Baldavra, what will you have? What would you have in Eidos? He said, if you would have this in Eidos, Tosas is saying, apply what you're applying in the Gemara for Baldavar to Eidos, right? And then you'll...
Have to, you have to have Tosas hold the answer based upon here.
No, that, I think, is a double question. That's true. I'm just saying, but then you should... it's interesting that they don't... If you are right, and in the words you could say it, that the what you're sending is the ksav, then the implication would be that the problem of mipik sabam is the equivalent of aid mipi aid. Because he's using aid mipi aid, no?
I think once you take those, it's not holding your baby time.
What is he suggesting to do for aid? The equivalent of what's being suggested, of what's happening for Baldavar. 100%. All Balitos hold that except for a bit of time.
Right. Right. Once you assume that, then that's not an option. That's nothing.
I mean, saying, so where does the aid mipi aid come in? Aid mipi aid is clear. I'm saying the pashtus is that aid mipi aid is a you know, human, right, who is hearsay, meaning it's one person quoting another person.
Yeah, so
one step away
so
from
the... has to come into court.
Right, so...
But a politician doesn't have to show up in court.
But doesn't it imply then that a Baldin could have a person come on his behalf?
No, it could either imply that, or it could imply that you should have Begeris.
It could. But I was trying to prove from Tosas originally that Tosas holds that there's no problem of an Andra.
I'm saying that's not true.
And you were saying no, because that is, maybe it's talking about a deposition.
Yeah.
Right. Right? And they're saying, but Tosas, when he wants to contrast it, doesn't say me piem blom piksavam. He says aid me PA.
So
then you'd have to...
All this is trying to say that an aid has to show up.
Because?
But Baldin doesn't have to show up.
But if the showing up means, as opposed to sending a letter, then is aid me PA the right way to disqualify that?
Because those in general, those that an aid, of course, can't send it.
Understood. But
so once you assume that, those is not going to say...
So at minimum, they're also then... I'm trying to suggest something for you, but it sounds like you don't want it, which is fine.
I don't know what you mean.
Meaning, for what you're saying to be true...
Sounds like you're trying to set up a trap.
I never did. I won't say I never would, but... Tosas is contrasting Baldavar. I don't want to spend too much time on this. We'll just take one more shot at it. Tosas is contrasting Baldavar and Aiden. Tosas is saying, you know, what works for Baldavar is just not going to work for Edim, and therefore you can't get out of the Gemara. And then he says, and why doesn't it work for one second? Then he says, why doesn't it work for Edim? The answer is because it's Edim and PA. So all I'm saying is there are two possibilities. One is that he means it literally, in which case it does clearly establish that what he thinks is happening in the Kokvuda case is that some other living human, living, breathing human being is coming and testifying in the name of, right, is presenting the case on behalf of the Baal Dabar. And the contrast in Edom is
that the Edom,
okay, good, fine. All I wanted to prove from here is that the that Tosis, unlike some of the Rishonim, thinks that an antlar is perfectly fine. Now, if you also want to say, that's not true. That's not Noveh from Tosis.
No.
Unless you think that the word Eid Mipiyed here is a veiled reference to Mipiksavam, and that what you're trying to say about that is that the problem of Mipiksavam is that it too is a kind of Eid Mipiyed, which some Rishonim think may be true. But it's not on. Meaning, is the problem of Mipiksavam that it's direct from the Edim, but the form of Ksav is disqualified? Or is it that that's considered like Eid Mipiyed of yourself? That's all.
I'm saying that there are two things.
I'm saying if you wanted to say the second, then you could still maintain that in theory, Tosis doesn't talk about sending another person. If you think that Eid Mipiyed the Pashtos, which it usually is, means another person, then what we're doing is we're contrasting Eidos and Shlich, Eidos and Baal Dabar in a way, which means that you're sending another person.
That's to... still not. So for sure, if you think Mipiyed is a proxy for Mipiyed and Piksavam, then for sure you can't prove on that Tosos.
That's what I just said.
And even if you think that Mipiyed means somebody else, that's just because Tosos already ruled out Eidos Piksav for a witness.
Okay, but then they're still contrasting. Good, but they're still contrasting Eid Mipiyed, the real Eid Mipiyed.
No, Tosis is just saying that Eid has to show up. What's the proof? The proof is that Eid Mipiyed is possible. There's no other way of getting his testimony in. Whereas in Isha, she could most kind of say the best in. But Lav Dafka, in the same manner that the witnesses sending in a proxy.
Okay, that would be even.
Where do we see in Tosis that it has to be the same manner?
I mean, the Pashtus is that the sholeachs here are parallel. We're talking about the same. That's the pashas. I mean,
they're
think
parallel only in the sense that the principle is not showing up. It doesn't have to be parallel. I would
assume that the parallel also is in the actual tzura, and if it wasn't, it would be strange. Meaning, if you would say that that in Eidos the problem is Eid Mipiyed, right, and in representation, Baal Dabar doesn't work either. That would be strange.
It's not strange because all those have to demonstrate is why Amishne Anashim.
No, I understand, but it doesn't read well at all. The other way, at least, reads still. But okay, it doesn't really matter. In the end, it doesn't matter so much because, as I say, we have plenty of other. I think it's a Dabar Pasha that's what Tosa is saying. One of those two things. Okay, good. So Tosis is certainly more expansive. Tosis allows for a situation where, put it this way, Tosis doesn't limit kol kvuda bas melech pnima. Tosis doesn't think that our sugya is nidcha lahalacha, and Tosis doesn't think that our sugya is talking about a case necessarily where the both balei dinim agree, and Tosis doesn't assume that our case is limited to a shliach bezdin, who is making a house call, right? He assumes that this is something which is the initiative and the representative of the Baal Dabar himself. So Tosis, in my opinion, has a very expansive view of representation. Now, if you have an expansive view of representation, to me, that's not so mechudash. I mean, I would have thought that. I mean, what we're saying is whatever MS and Sheker issues are, they're manageable. Whatever Shlichus issues are, they're not, you know, terrible either. And there's no Gzeres HaKasuv, which says that being a Baal Dabar is a Dabar Shebegufo. The Rimi Gash, let's just get it all on the record one by one. What about the Rimi Gash? Let's say Yitzi. The Rimi Gash. Let's go one by one, just very quickly to get the information on. They all quote the Rimi Gash also, so if you didn't see it, if you read the Ramban or the other Rishonim, you didn't see it? Avram?
That possible. I think the question I guess you wouldn't have to know. I think there's different gear cells, but Zilzul from
the Maisim Shebechol Yom, correct. The Rimigash quotes that this was you. By the way, you see that this is a very pragmatic issue for the Rishonim. Right, that's Maisim Shebechol. Anybody have language? Go ahead, Avram.
Yeah.
There's a quotation of the Rif, and this is obviously this is a big issue. So that Noshim Bikaros, Shein Darka Lehizalza V'Lava LeBezdin, right? But he does not say, right, that they send the shliach. Right, it's very meduyak in the Rimigash that the Shliach Bezin makes house calls on their behalf. But this is a Maisim Shebechol Yom. What about the Ramban? Yitzi, you saw the Ramban? You have it there? So the Ramban basically adds, he quotes a Rimigash. You have it? No? Okay, go ahead. Oh, you have it up there. Okay. Yeah, go
ahead.
Question. That's a question. Atla nishba, right? Meaning he can't be nishba, so he can't do it. Implying, you see that why? That otherwise, that basically can be memana and on. So basically, the Ramban starts off by quoting. How does he start off? By quoting the Rimigash, right? You see the context. So I wanted to bring the continuity of it. He says there's no raya from our sugya. Why? Because A, maybe our sugya is nidka lahalacha, right? That's which is the actual view of the Meiri, by the way. Which means that kol kvuda, there's no evidence from this sugya that kol kvuda, right, has any substantive impact. Not from this sugya, anyway. Right? Or it's talking about a situation where there's an agreement between the Balei Dvarim. You know, that might also be okay. It doesn't help according to all shitos, but it'll help a little bit. So then he points out, however, this was the psak of the Rimigash and the Rif when it comes to Shulchei Bezin. As for the Antlar, go ahead, so that's where it's trickier. So he wants some bring a raya from the Kohen Gadol. They're equating then the cover of Kohen Gadol and the cover of Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima. Remember, the cover of the Kohen Gadol is based on Bekidashto. So that's very significant. And this is not Shliach Bezin, this is the Antlar himself. Go ahead, keep going. Yeah, the Rach and the Aruch, right, both accepted that view. They were matir. Okay, what about the Cholkim? Heavy guns there, right? So what's he saying? Number one, it doesn't work. But again, does it sound like it's fundamental or sheker? He throws in Meturgaman, but he sounds like Meturgaman is itself is a din of sheker, seems like, according to Ramban, correct? So the issue is a much more pragmatic one, and it's interesting, even then, there's also a difference between the level of Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima and Kohen Gadol, correct? The Kohen Gadol, the Kidashto, is stronger. Keep going. Then he brings in Talmud Chacham, that's his addition, correct?
The Talmud Chacham, Nemana Antler, with Divrei Harav, Al Baruni.
Al Barzaloni, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there's an expansion. Talmud Chacham equals Isha. That level of kavod allows for the house call of a Shliach Bezdin, right? It exempts you from actually the gufo being in Bezdin, correct? But having a lawyer, that only a Kohen Gadol bikidashto. Because it's a pchisas hakavod for the Kohen Gadol even to have a house call, somebody to come to. It isn't just his appearance in court. He shouldn't be even interviewed by the Bezdin. That's amazing. That's a very important line about Kohen Gadol and the hierarchy of kavod, correct? Okay. The Rajba, as we noted, adds the sheker element of ha'aza, right? And that's where you get, I'll read you the poskim later, right on, a little later on, just like, although I think I read it partly. It's also, by the way, interesting that in the Ramban, it's shliach bebezdin is the issue. Okay. In the Rajba, you have the problem of ha'aza. Question is why you should be mechalik between Tove and Nitva when it comes to the question of Ha'aza. But again, clearly the Rajba, following in the Ramban's footsteps, thinks that the problem is a sheker, an emma. Now again, not that they're sheker. I mean, you've lost a, you know, protection, basically, right? And that normally is something that you wouldn't give up so easily. It's interesting. Okay, the Meiri, as I mentioned, thinks that there's not even house calls for the Shliach Bezdin because of Kol Kvuda. So he neutralizes Kol Kvuda completely. For the Ramban, Kol Kvuda is not Kavod Kohen Gadol, but it is Kavod Talmud Chacham. For the Meiri, in this sugya, Kol Kvuda is zero because it's a Havamina of the Gemara and it's Nidchal Halacha, even though there's no evidence of it. But what's also fascinating is a line in the Meiri, namely that. What? I didn't see it. It could be I didn't send. I didn't ask you specifically. The Meiri says her husband can represent her. There's a din of Baal Ki'ishto, which is fascinating when it comes to this halakha. When do we say Baal Ki'ishto and when not? This is also, by the way, an interesting issue in Paras Nadarim in general, or Taras Nadarim. Can a Baal represent his wife? Can only a Baal represent his wife, or vice versa? Meaning, does that din of Baal Ki'ishto, Ishta Kabbalah, which we find in, we find it, of course, in Psulei Kurva, that there are certain consequences to saying Baal Ki'ishto, Ishta Kabbalah. There's also an interesting question whether Baal Ki'ishto and Ishta Kabbalah is a, a mathematical, reciprocity or not. Well, these are two dinim, and sometimes you say one and not the other in either direction. But anyways, that's a third parak of Sanhedrin. Topic, but do we say Baal Ki'ishto outside? For example, we do say it when it comes to, especially as understood by the Raivid, the din of, Batla Maktasa Batla Kula as opposed to Baal Davar. Right? When the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ploni Ravas Ishti, so Puva Acher Boin, Lahargo. We say, Einan Amesim Atzmo, Russia, what a person says about his wife is has the status of a Baldavar, not the status of a Karu. Anyways, that's a different kind of issue. Because one is the connection of Kurva and the Krovim of a husband and the Krovim of a wife, how they end up being, how much, to what extent do they end up being krovim of the other person, that's one type of issue. This is an issue of a baal vis-a-vis his wife, right? Is he a baal davar or an apostle, assuming there is a distinction, which for the Raivin and so there is. And now things like where you normally would require, gufo, and a shliach doesn't work, is the kesher of baal ki'ishto or ishto kebala. Right? Is that something which can overcome the requirement of presence? And that's an interesting issue. Yeah.
Someone thinks that Kol Kvuda could be scripted as opposed to post-scripted. Is that neutralizing it?
Say that one more time.
is the Megillah neutralizing Kohelet, or is he saying it's descriptive as opposed to prescriptive?
I'm not sure what you mean by descriptive as well. I mean, is he saying that there's no such thing? No. No one, everybody, I mean, it appears in other Gemara. Of course, there's called Kvudabas. It's a Pasuk. And everybody interprets the Pasuk as, you know, the as reflecting a certain kind of inward, you know, tznius aspect. The question is it a halachic factor that changes the halacha? That just like we're asking the same question, what about Kvod Talmud Chacham? What about Kvod Kohen Gadol? What about Kol Kvudabas Melech Pnima? Will it change the halacha? That's different. Everybody agrees that it's a factor. But what the Meir is saying here is there was a Havamina that it will affect, you know, her legally, her responsibility or her need to show up in court. And that was a Havamina which was Nidcha Lamaskan. But not Kokuda. Just like if we reject the Ramban in the end and we say, not true that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to show up in court. No one's going to say there's no din of Kavod Talmud Chacham. Or if we somehow limit the Rishami about Kvod Kohen Gadol, we're just going to say, but it doesn't affect this halacha, because this halacha is about Hechsher, it's about lack of Shlichus, or it's about MS and Shek. Whatever it is, it's just not immune to this din. Or it is immune, rather, to this, you know, to this kavod issue. Understand? So that's clear. Next. That's the Rajba. Then, of course, we get to the Ritva, which is where it gets very, very exciting. So who has the... Yitzi, you want to... seem to be picking on you today, so... Of course, we've read part of this before, but... the most expansive is the Ritva. Right? Od Nira, start from Od Nira. L'harav Ibn Migash V'rabo. Shuvah Sarif, right?
Mikadan Harav Ibn Migash.
What? Od Nira L'harav L'harav V'rabo? Yeah. Oh, Mikadan Harav. Yeah, no, that probably, that's the same, pretty much. Go to the next paragraph. Od Nira. She'en Meman Eman Tal L'Nitva. So that's interesting, right? Chola, the Ramban expanded it to Talmud Chacham, right? The Shliach Bezdin, and the Ritva or others expanded to Chola, right? O Isha Yakara, so Sholchalhem Shluchei Bezdin, they make house calls. So you make a house call. According to the Ramban for Talmud Chacham, according to this Ritva for Chola, right? Aval Antler, right? A Toein, lo. V'tam Debrayim. Go ahead.
Daka Hatovea Hushe Yachol Alamanis Morsha Amisham Deha Amarle Zil Zom Zachul Vahavale Kitovea Atma Valdamar.
Okay, those are important words. Meaning, really, it's misleading. This is the Ritva talking now. The Ritva is saying, if it's a Mursha, and here's why, again, it's important to pay attention to the language, because what are we talking about, a Shliach? We're talking about a Shliach Be'et. Some, you know, again, I want to move on. So, what is Shliach, we find? Shliach Be'edim, right? Or a Mursha. A Mursha is more. Shliach Be'edim is more than a Shliach, and a Mursha is more than a Shliach Be'edim, presumably. But what he's really saying is, not just that, oh, that Shlichus, what he's saying is, that Shlichus turns you into a Baldavar. So it's misleading. It's not that, you know, a representative, you know, can take your place. It's that you can decide no longer to be the Baldavar and to make somebody else the legal Baldavar. But you still have a legal Baldavar there. Go ahead. A house call. Now, why? He doesn't explain why a Toveya can do this and not a Nitva. Right? But again, it might be for the reasons that we discussed yesterday. Particularly, we'll see, I'll read you the language of the Bach in just a minute. But being the Tovei in the end has the capacity to collect, and therefore his ability to make a meaningful kinyan, for it to be a chalos kinyan, he's really kones something in some respects, is different than a nitva. Right, the nitva at the end of the day is the defendant, right? And he's just trying to ward off, you know, having to make a payment. So both, just as from a shliach point of view, I was trying to explain the difference between activity and passivity, authorizing somebody, right, as opposed to him just being your mouthpiece, a kind of omer, you know, imru or mili or whatever you want to call it, right? So too, on the level of Mursha, you may say there is no such thing as a Mursha Lenitva. Obviously, not everybody agrees. So we have to revisit this when we talk about Harsha as well. What is Harsha? Harsha is super Shlichus. Harsha is, you know, modest Kinyan. Harsha is more than modest Kinyan. What exactly is Harsha? This is an important line in the Ritva. But what the Ritva is basically saying is, this is not about Emes and Sheker. If it was about Emes and Sheker, by the way, again, the Ha'aza issue, it wouldn't matter whether he was a Mursha or a Shliach Be'edim. Makes no difference, right? But what this is about is the formal requirement of a Baal Davar. L'kayim, if you had any question about it, go ahead.
L'kayim ha'shenemar, v'amdu shenem ha'shem 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 ha'shem.
What do you mean l'kayim ha'shenemar? Right? It's a din. V'amdu shenem ha'shem ha'din. Wow. Okay. Yesh, no, if you needed any evidence, keep going. Right, that's why you had to read it, right? So basically meaning, what I'm saying till now has nothing to do with Emes and Sheker. Another reason for people to be, you know, anti-antler, is the problem of Emes and Sheker and Ha'aza. Go ahead. Rabbi Menachron Kosvu.
Rabbi Menachron
Kosvu.
The call had Rabbi Menachron Kosvu. The call had Rabbi Menachron Kosvu.
Oh, so what's that? That's also fascinating. Meaning, just because... Yeah, go ahead. Yitzi, I don't want to take the words out of your mouth. What's the significance of this line? Rabbi Menachronim Kosvu, the kol denitva mimena antler ushlucho kimoso lifne Hashem karina be. What's
the
significance?
With the shliach.
What's that?
You work for the shliach.
Meaning, yeah, but what's meaning? Not that we can get away with an antler because this isn't. There's no formal din of Baal Davar. And all we care about at the end of the day is, you know, that the facts should come out and tzedek, you know, should be done. Of course we care about that. But rather, maybe, even if it works because there really is shlichus, and therefore it comes under the rubric of v'amdushnei nashim b'din. I mean, there is a formal requirement, but we're meeting the formal requirement. Right? Good. L'shanus b'sheker lo chashina. Go ahead. This is his strike back to, but if it's going to work, and you're going to say it works formally, that's fine. But what about the pragmatic? You might say, oh, the problem wasn't the pragmatic one. There's a bigger problem. Namely, you need v'am d'shnei nashim b'din. Now we're saying, okay, maybe shlucho kimoso or mursha kimoso, even on the nitva level, can give you v'am d'shnei nashim b'din. But what about, you know, and maybe that wasn't the problem, but it still have to relate to it. What about the Sheker problem? So the answer is you could have said different things. Number one, you could say that's, you know, an added nicety. Still, people have Cheskas Kasher, so they're not going to lie, right? But he goes further than that. He says there's also a counter to that. L'shanus b'Sheker lo chashinan. Right? Meaning, it's not his... It's not his riv, right? So he's also, on the one hand, he has less compunction because no personal relationship. He's not looking at somebody in the eye who knows that he knows that he knows that he lied. On the other hand, he has less motivation because it's not his money and it's not his reputation. So there's a good reason to think that they neutralize each other. Right? Keep going. Ubaldavar nami.
Ubaldavar nami. Ubar huya debi. Ishas hashua yitra follow the basin. Shane anka shua.
Yeah. So even that's another hedge. V'chein yirbi Yerushalmi. Okay. Then yesh dochin dahidavka b'koin gadol. Then the Ritva says ve'einu nachon. Right? V'od lama ein kvodo sheyelchalo shluchei bezdin. He says this thing that Ramban says, which is that Kohen Gadol is different because of Ikidashto, that having, you know, sending him, you know, to get his testimony at home, or his, you know, his deposition at home, his Baldavar statement at home, is not Kavod Kohen. Well, what's so terrible? Why isn't that Kavod Kohen Gadol? Interesting argument. Again, another, we're not studying history now, but obviously something really is going on here with this whole issue. V'chein amar li mori harajba, which is fascinating, v'leka leminda mina, v'rambam lo dibar bazeh klum b'chiburo. Okay, all these statements are interesting. Number one, obviously, again, this is a halachically charged topic. We see that already from the Rimigash and from the others. Again, not so much in Bali Tosis, it doesn't appear, which is not, by the way, atypical, meaning the travel issues or people not being around was much more of an issue in the Rach and Rimigash and Rif and Chachmei Sfarad world than it was in the Ashkenaz world, but that definitely not for now. But what he's saying is this was the psak of the Ra'ah. It was done Maisa B'chol Yom. He co-opts the Rajba. The truth is our Rajba, like the Ramban, goes the other way. In the Tshuvas HaRajba, there seem to be conflicting Tshuvas, and the Beis Yosef discusses that extensively. Again, the person who put the footnotes together here also notes them. Mostly the Rajba rejects. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva seem to be the ones who are affirming this. But again, since he introduced the formalistic element as the problem, that's why he needs to address the formalistic part of it, right, with a solution, which is exactly what he does. Now, by saying Harambam lo diber bazek klum b'chiburo, that's also not so simple. Okay? Shmuel, why? Harambam lo diber bazek klum b'chiburo. True or not true? Interesting or not interesting? Those aren't necessarily the same question. Harambam diber bazek b'chiburo or lo? Wow, that's a munas chachamim. The only thing is, you know, you trust the Ritva, you know, what does that say about, you know, your view of the Ran or the Beis Yosef? What?
Maybe in the future, which depends on the Chibur, you know, maybe someplace else.
Right, but some of the Rishonim, I hear that, but some of the Rishonim and some of the Poskim think that the Rambam discussed it b'Chiburo. So it's good to have Emunas Chachamim. I'm all for it. But you want to pick Chachamim? Right? The answer is no. I mean, either way, what the Ritva says is 100% true. So the Emunas Chachamim part is still, I guess, pretty good. Meaning, does the Rambam explicitly talk about an antlar in the Chibur? Does he? No. What does he do? What? Excellent. In Perak Chaf Aleph, you have it there? In Perak Chaf Aleph.
Yeah.
Seemingly you can't. He says, but he doesn't say anything about an antler. He talks about a maturgama. So there is a group of, you know, Rishonim and Chachmei Sfarad, and then the Beis Yosef, who assumed that the Rambam equates maturgaman with antler. Now, that's not such a big leap once you have the Ramban, who, you know, very surreptitiously or creatively, whatever it is, interpolated the word miturgaman, right, when he was talking about the Sheker problem. Once you associate Antler and miturgaman, right, so then what is the Rambam's view on miturgaman? Ah, okay. So what does the Ritva mean? Doesn't the Ritva know Perikav Aleph Chaseidus? The answer is the Ritva will say to you that what the Rambam says about miturgaman is not necessarily true about Antler, which is kind of interesting in light of the Ritva himself, which we'll get to in just a second. But others said it too, meaning the Beis Yosef says the Rambam, you know, says about miturgaman. I'll read inside in a second. But the truth is that the other posts can say, yeah, the Rambam's talking about miturgaman. He's not necessarily talking about an Antler. And there may be differences between them in a few instances. The strongest one in terms of the poskim is that they think that the problem of miturgaman is when the baldavar is in court. If a baldavar is in court and he's speaking through his mouthpiece, that's a problem. But that the baldavar can't make it to court or doesn't make it to court and sends a representative and he's not there, that's not a problem. That's what some of them suggest. What's that? Meaning, if the baldavar is available, then the miturgaman is a second-hand edus. If the baldavar... What? No, nothing to throw in the bila. Meaning, you have to get the optimum edus mipi habaldavar that you can. If he can't make it to court and he sends his baldavar, that's his way of... But if he's in court... Then, you know, why are we listening to his lawyer?
Because he can't express himself because he doesn't
read it. Because why? Why can't he?
Not allowed, right?
What's, I'm sorry?
I'm not
talking about an Elaine. We'll get to that in a second.
Saying he can't express himself. I would say that he...
Well, who can't express himself?
They can't understand the
fellow
that's there. They need a
Metorgan
to understand what he's saying.
I mean, the Rambam seems to say that's a practical problem, too. All I'm saying is that, and we'll see in a moment. We'll see the Hagdaras in a moment. Anyways, according to the Ritva, what does the Ritva say in Makos? Which is why that last line is a little ironic, because in Makos he links them up a little bit together. Are you have it? Yeah, go ahead. This is where? Makos? Vamid Beis. What does the Gemara say? Shalote Sanhedrin Shamas Pi Turgaman. That's based on what do you mean it sounds like? Aiden, why do you say it's Aiden?
The
case in the Gemara Hanil Uze. Not so clear. Could be about Bali Dinim. But what is? The Mishnah better? The Pasuk. Right? The Mikra. Back to the Mikra. There might have been only one Birchas HaTorah. Right? What's that?
The
Mikra? Oh, P Shnayim Aiden, P Embalum, P Beturgaman. That pasuk is talking strictly about. I'm not talking about Amdu Shnei Noshim B'Din. That's why Amdu Shnei Noshim B'Din is so fascinating because, again, it's talking about both, right? Which is important. But P Embalum, P Ksavam, the pasuk is talking about Eidos. So the extension of that to Balei Dvarim can only be explained in one of two ways, as we have noted. That's what we've been saying. One is that even in Edim, it's because of the drop-off in quality, in Sheker, and so on. And even though the Pasuk is talking about Edus, Huadin, Lebali Dinim, maybe Huadin, maybe Kol Shekain, maybe just Huadin, why, you know, Dayo Lavam in Adin. But if the requirement in Edus is a formal one, maybe it has to be Pia Edim. Right? How do you know that applies to Bali Dvarim? Why? Because it says Va'amdu Shnei Anashim Asher. Yeah, maybe that's exactly it. If we require, right, if the Bali Dinim are formal also, you know, and that's why maybe the standing issue is the same, the tsura of how they speak is the same, their presence is the same. Wow. Amazing overlaps when you think of it that way. Go ahead. So let's read the Ritva quickly. Yesh omrim, hafagav demaisu lamikra He's right on at the Ritva, right? The Sib Be'edim, go ahead. Mashma. Not foolproof. That's Rama. Right? Again, the Ran here in our Sugya says, no, Meturgamon is about Edim, it's not necessarily about Bali Dinim. Right? But the Rama disagrees. Umeata, this is a good line. Well, another expansion. If Meturgamon limitation applies right to Bali Dinim, so does Mipiksavam, who are the Tainas Bali Dinim, the Bin Mipiam below Mipiksavam. Right? A stunning development. Ella, Shasofra Badeonim, Kosin Tanathim. That's not called Mipiksavam, because that's, you know, that's the Besdin's, you know, collection. Okay? Go ahead.
Yep.
Whoa, another sensational Ritva. Right, this is a very well known sensational Ritva, and not something that is so pashut. Namely, what? That you can testify in court if you're in court and you hand over, you know, your written, either you write it in court or you hand over your deposition in court. The Ritva thinks that's not a problem of the PM Balam Piksava. But as far as I know, the first person to ever say that, as far as I know, was the Ritva. And I don't think it's a double muskam. Although, again, I'm, you know, it's...
One second, but if they send their handwritten exactly what the time is from their hat, that's no good?
Say that again?
If they send their handwritten thing...
If they're not in court, you're talking about the Adam now. Right. If you are sitting home, and you're not present in court, and you send written testimony to Bezim, right, that's in Piyambalon Piksava.
Saying, but...
That's Pasha that it's no good except for Benita.
No.
Remember what happened here. The Gemara talks about Maturgam, right? The Ritva says, oh, according to the Rama, the din of Meturgamon, even though the pasuk, even it's a pasuk about Edom, it applies to Bali Dinim. And then he says, oh, well, if that applies to Bali Dinim, and it's the same pasuk. Al pi shnayim Edom, mi pi and v'lom pi Meturgamon. So if that pasuk applies to Bali Dinim, so does the pasuk of mi pi and v'lom pi ksavam. Then, now, the Ritva is saying, however, both with regard to Bali Dinim and with regard to Edom, you know, we don't have to go overboard. Namely, if they are present in Beis Din and they're handing over or writing down their story, that's fine.
Why did that
work? Because the important thing in that situation is that you're not, that's considered to be a dibur shel ha'edim. It's not what we were talking about before, a kind of eid mipied or a tsura, which is independent of the gavra Edim.
But the losing was worse. If they're invested in, it's worse than the fact that they're invested in the Kataina and their own
Kataina. Oh, one second. You're saying it's worse because I said like 5 minutes ago that the Poskim who say that the Rambam is not a proof for Antler, they say that Mipiyam Lom Miport Meturgamon is talking about a situation where the guy's in Beis Din. You could hear it from the real McCoy, from the horse's mouth, right? And instead, you're hearing it secondhand in court where you have that other option. When I said that, you said, like, you know, Hechatesi, you know, who would say such a thing? You know, so I'm glad that you've come around. And we're trying to understand the history of the, you know, Eichshad Dvarim Midgalgalu, as I say. So now we are, you know, at the point. So if you want to say, what I think you were trying to say is that the poskim who say that mipiyam v'lo mipim torgaman is a problem only when the baldavar is in court are mutually exclusive with the Ritva, who is saying exactly the opposite, that the problem of mipik savam, right, is actually alleviated by rather than exacerbated by.
Because the Ritva said that it's not really the Figur, so therefore he doesn't consider that what he's going to do.
I mean, so the answer is, but let's just also remember, it's true that the Ritva didn't think that Mipi Maturgaman had anything to do with Antler. Because he said the Ram doesn't talk about this. The Ram talks about Maturgaman, right? Hey, let's just finish up this. So that's a Chiddush. But the point you're making is a correct one, meaning what should be worse, both on a Maturgaman and a Mipi Ksavam, or maybe to be Mechalik between them level? Is it worse if you're there? We could be hearing from you. We should be hearing from you. And we're not. Right? So that constitutes an inferior, and it's hard to say that, or is it the opposite? This is your method of Dibur. I can make both arguments. Right? In two ways I can make both arguments. Number one, it's the old question that we've had a few times, which is when you have, you know, on the one end, kalaroy labila bilaina makanas, right? The potential, you know, always makes, you know, always makes the bidyeved easier. In some cases, not always, some cases. Kalaroy labila in bila makanas. Kal shenaroy labila bila makanas. You have to have the potential to do it right. Right? On the other hand, we do find that sometimes the requirement is to do whatever as maximally as is possible. And we only look at it, either the requirement is maximalist, or the point is that the definition of something which is secondhand or inferior is a function of what the possibilities are. Again, I spoke Hiru Kedibur, Shomea Ka'one. In many other cases, right? Some people take the perspective of Kolaroy Labila, and some people take the exact opposite. If you have no other way to do it, this is your way of communication. This is your way of maximal tziruf or connection to this topic. So here you have a very interesting question about Mipiyam V'lo Mipim Torgaman and Mipiyam V'lo Mipi Ksavam. And the Ritva is basically saying that when Edom are present in court, either because they could, or more likely, if they're present in court and they're handing over a ksav, then that's just their method of communicating. But if they're not and they're sending it, right, that's called, you know, a deposition. It's not the tsura of their dibur b'fnei bezdin. Now, you could have said exactly the opposite, 100%. There are poskim who do say exactly. One more second, just so I can finish the Ritva, then I'll come back to your question. Where are we? Yeah. Shafil be'edim kasav rashi pibulam piksavam shalei shalchu edus on the bezdin be'igros. Again, a Rashi might say to you, you know, kol shekein v'kol shekein. I don't know whether Rashi would agree with this Ritva. I don't know that he disagrees. I think it's an interesting question. He might say, you know, it doesn't matter one way or another. He might say the Ritva's right. Or he might say, kol shekein, that's even worse. Right? Hakol shen osei nedusa ksuva lebezdin, masha kosev kan ani mei mipiyam karina bei, v'cheinagu. It's not that mipiksavam works in this case. It's that, once again, l'shitaso, mipiyam karina bei, because I'm here, so does it matter only if if my voice, you know, my technical voice, there's another way for me to voice what I'm saying. I'm here. It's a direct testimony. It's mipia. Just one more second. Okay. Aval das raboseinu, dekim shilos shaninu ze ele be'edim, she'en lanu olamasha amar ha-sefer, u'be'edim hu sheik b'rakasuv, she'te alpiyam, v'lo mpim turgama, v'lo mpik savam, v'lo baledinim. The uvda dahanu le'uze edim. Right? Tarshinu hasam ho anoshim elo edim, asher lahim ariv ela balei dinim, lifnei Hashem elo adayanim. Meaning, once again, the formalism, right, l'shitaso, v'af l'svar d'ra meir, right, the Rama, antlar omursha lo chashuv mipi haturgaman. Here's where you get to the Rambam part. Right? If the Turgaman is no good, you should just know that an antler or a mursha is not a maturgaman. De'inu b'mokom b'alei dvarim ma'mishem. That's the Ritva l'shita. So, that's your... He's the new baldavar. Right? That's why he said the Rambam didn't talk about this. Because who said that mursha and maturgaman are the same thing? The other poskim said, oh, the Rambam didn't talk about this because maturgaman is only a problem in Beis Din. That's not what the Ritva says. Because actually that wouldn't work well for the Ritva. Because the Ritva is actually telling us that what? That in Beis Din is easier than outside of Beis Din. The opposite of what those poskim are saying. But l'shitaso, right, the whole thing is, how can you compare a maturgaman to a mursha who's kind of a deputized baldavar? Inu b'makam baldavar mamish omdim. V'hasam b'perek shvus ha'edus tanan ad shiyush min pi ha'toveya v'ukim n'rav v'harsham min pi ha'toveya karina bay. Looks like the raya is amazing. And good. Why? What's the raya? I think I mentioned this, right? You know, in as we know in Shavuos Ha'edus, maybe even in Chovas Haggadah for the Rambam, maybe, right? You really need Mipia Toveya. That's why you need a Mursha and Mipia Toveya. What's he saying? That we take that seriously. So he's not just a mouthpiece, like a regular Balamor aside, right? A regular Shliach wouldn't work. From the Pia Tobe. A Mursha is a quasi Baldavar. How can you compare that to a Maturgama? This is the whole broad perspective of the Ritva in the Sugya.
Why not just say that the Maturgama becomes an Antler?
No, he's saying an Antler needs to be a Mursha. He needs to be a Baldavar.
An Antler, full Mursha.
Antler or Mursha. I think an Antler is a Mursha, according to him. Yeah, something like, or something like it. Something that makes him into a Baldavar. He thinks that a Maturgaman is a mouthpiece. He's a translator. He thinks an Antler is somebody who has the kind of independence, who's been given bailus on the Tzmiya. And the Amdushnei Nashim Bedin Karinam Bey. A Maturgaman is not the Amdushnei Nashim Bedin.
The Ritva and Shuas would like to say that even a non-Mursha could have standing the
Amdushnei. I'm not sure. I mean, whatever it is, he's saying only with the... I mean, the Ritva...
Say that in our Sega?
I thought he did. I thought he was saying you have to have a... In the end, when he says it works,
He
says it works not because... again, Aval Rabbi min Acharim Kosa Dekol HaNitva Mimenu Antlar Ushlucho Kemoso Lifnei Hashem Karina Bey. Sha'antler lo yishana liyos chote lolo bal davar nami kvar hu yodea de b'shasa shvua yitzter she'en antler de shvua. Right. So I don't know. I hear they're making a point which I'm not sure. Meaning the O here. I'm not sure whether you...
Shluchot kemoso, if you're talking about zildom zafe and ashley, when not much shlifas. Like you said earlier, he's a baldavar.
Maybe you could get away with a little less. I don't know. Meaning, where he's drawing the line and what it is. The yisod is what I'm saying. In other words, the yisod is that he has to be a baldavar, and the baldavar, and it's karina bey va'amdushnei anashim, and that has nothing to do with maturgam. In the case of, let me just say it this way. In the case of Mursha, where it's zil don zechi l'nafshe, it's easy. In the case of Antler, what's a shliach be'edim? Maybe. Could be. Either way, it's more than a mature. It's somebody who's karina be'e v'amdushnei anashim.
Yeah, but once you say that, what's the principal reason to not say
Maturgamot?
That Maturgamot also with Nasha?
No. The Maturgamot is just, he's saying, in one, you give the guy bailus or shlichus, you make him, you give him a certain autonomy or authority over the two. In the other, he's just going to be your mouth. He has a more expressive, he has a better accent. He's a British accent, and I don't mean that. But You understand what I'm saying? That's what the Ritva says. I mean, the Ritva says in Makkos. The Ritva in Makkos and the Ritva here are the same. That's clear. Every aspect of them are the same. He's making that chiluk. It's a very good, easy chiluk. It's easier to know technically what makes it that way in Morsha. I think you're right that he has something less than Morsha on Tlar as well. I think that is correct. But the important principle is that these are not mouthpieces. These are Balei Dvarim. And that's what it is. Now again, contrast that with some of what some of the poskim say, which we'll get to in just a second.
Who is clear that he's not saying that?
He's not saying Bal Davar, Ba'am Dishnei Masha B'din. He is. He's just saying that it's either through Harsha or through Antler, whatever that is. The same, Dehu Adin Lebalei Dinim, I mean, saying the same thing.
Isn't it clear from the Ritva in Shavuot that the Kiddush is that the Baal Din is considered the only Bifan Hashem through Shliach?
No. The Kiddush is that a Shliach, or the Antler, is considered to be the Amdu Shnei Anashim HaShalem HaRiv HaShnei Hashem.
See, that's not what he says.
Right.
Right.
He's considered.
That doesn't make sense if it's referring to the Baal Din himself.
No. He's saying the Shliach himself is considered the Amdu Shnei Anashim. You need the Amdu Shnei Anashim
to be.
What's that?
You should have quoted the part of the Pasuk.
No. He's standing with Nehash. The Baal Davar is standing with Nehash.
Well, of course. He didn't say that.
He does.
The Kiddush is
Shlucho Kemoso, therefore he's
the result is Lifnei Hashem.
He is the Baal Davar, and therefore he's standing with Lifnei Hashem. I think it's
possible. He doesn't say that on the side that.
I think it says it. I think it's clear. I don't think it could be much clearer. Anyways, the Ritva has an integrated. Yeah, sorry, Ellie.
That's why I thought the Ritva was saying that because he's coming that I say
that's
written here, that's what's not Mipik Sava. That's what he meant.
That is not Mipik Sava.
And it's the thought of him being
amazing.
It's also the fact that he says everything that
I
wrote in here.
I'm not so sure about that.
Why would you need to say everything I wrote in here? Like, I'm not that.
Well, he has to, I mean, that's his way of being Mitzari fit. I don't know. Let's see.
What's the thing Mitzari fit?
Vapel Zua De Inzel Bishochim Tanaseim, Avanosne Kisve Tanaseim. Lebezdin, the Omrim Shein Tonim Kemosha Kasuv Sham, Im Bekach Klum, the Homi Piam Karina Bay. Right? That part could be your way or the other way. I think that's neutral. And then he adds Sheha Filu Be'edim Kasav Rashi Shle Yishalchu, a Kol Shenose Neduso, Ksuva Lebezdin, the Omrim Masha Kasuv Kan, and he made Mi Piam Karina Bay. Right? I mean, the words are, it's not the, you're saying it's not the ksav, which is the edus, yeah. It's the words Masha Kosev Khan, which are interesting. Not sure. I don't think that's so much.
He's just using very condensed punim, Masha Kosev Khan is his way of, it's punim for everything that's
Lamay Nafkamini, means saying that the Turgamon wouldn't matter? Maybe. Or maybe in Meturgaman it's never a way of expressing yourself because you always have the ability.
Right, especially since if he's just sending from his house, how would he ever say that? How would he ever say that? Could be.
Either way, yeah.
It's like Ariza Giti, we were talking about last
year. Right. Could be.
Where, like, everything's in there, so
right.
It's good enough.
Right. Could be. Either way, the takeaway from all this, yeah. The Ritva.
No, the Rama. The Rama himself is Tshuva.
Yeah.
Says that Mitva cannot come from work.
Oh, yeah? The Tshuva's the Rama? What does he say?
It says.
I mean, like the Rif. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that Tshuva. Okay. Go ahead.
Which then you'd have to distinguish, according to the Ritva, you'd have to distinguish that between not.
No, the Ritva just says that the Rama doesn't speak about it. I don't think he meant it. It's true, but he meant it.
I know, but you can see the opinion of the Ram. He says, in your show, we should insert the veil of Morsha, Masha, Yishla, Sof, and Me, Yishra, Morsha, Baal, Bard, and Shom, Yitzvah, Lefein, and Kodim, HaTavei, and Lutavah, Me'anit, Bo, and Tatsum, and Tafer, Behem, Bo, Tu, Adway, and Marsha, Kmo, Shom, and Chazol, Kas, and Adrach, and Tafer, and Tafer, Bim, Zeh, HaIker, Yisfatum, Laharshus, HaNitvah, Lishum, Morsha, Lefisha, Imu, Dover, Al-Fabir, Lamosir, Morsha.
So he doesn't like. He says no morsel in etva. Well, that's consistent with the psak of the Rimigash and the Rif.
That doesn't make a stance on the hanfler. That's just he's saying it can't be marsha.
Well, again, most people think that the antler is a morsha, right?
Most people.
I'm saying it gets in the chachmei. Yeah, maybe not. I'm not sure.
It's only one day in the ritual
No. I mean the antler morsha connection is already discussed in the earlier chachmei. Sorry, they're interchanging.
How do we know that?
I mean, they are. We're just trying to figure out if the Ritva permits. Remember that the Ritva goes against that psak. The Ra'ah, the Ritva, are saying that a Morsha or an Antlar works even for a Nitva. The earlier psak, I mean the psak of the Rif, the Rimigash, it's basically the Rif, the Rimigash, the Rambam, the Ramban, most of the Rajbas think that antler does not work for nitva, right? The rach, the aruch, the balei tosvos, the ra'ah, the ritva think that it does. The ritva also reports that the rajba said that it does. There are two tshuvas of the rajba, one which seems to go one way and the other go other way, but certainly in the chidusha, the rajba goes the other way.
Yeah.
In the rejection of antler in some of the Chachmei Svarad, it's the phrase Morsha is often used.
Yeah, but how do we know that they're equating the two?
I think the Rashba says explicitly the Tshuva.
What?
I think the Rashba in Beis Reish Yod explicitly says Haynu Morsha, Haynu Antler.
Yeah. And that's the assumption that was made. I think you may be right. The Rajba. And they interchange it. The Chachmei Sfarad after the Ramban interchange it. I think you may be right that earlier, meaning in the time of the Rif, and I look at the Tshuva of the Rif again.
All we have here is the Tshuva of the Rambam that says that Mitzvah can't be mana Morsha.
Okay. Even a Morsha.
That's trivial.
So it's not trivial. I mean, what is the antler if not that?
What is the antler? He's a shliach.
A shliach is stronger than a morsha?
Of course, because it's easy to point the shliach, but you need bailus on something that's disputable.
I'm saying. So then you're saying the opposite of what the Ritva say.
The Ritva gives different svaras to machalik and tovan nitva.
The Ritva is basically saying.
No,
I mean other poskim. The consensus view in the poskim is that this is going to work much better for Morsha than it is for even Shliach Be'edin. You want to say, in the case of Morsha, you should be a victim of your higher ambition. You can't do that for a Nitva.
That's what the Ritva is trying to say. The Ritva is saying, why in the world should Tovea be able to point antler, but not the Nitva. Oh, maybe
the answer is because in Morsha.
Yeah, maybe the antler is a Morsha, and that would explain this thing.
No, don't say an antler is a Morsha. Saying maybe because for the very reason why it's easier to explain, it's easier to appoint a Marsha than a Morsha for Tvia rather than is to be a Nitva. That's the reason why antler is going to work here. But the Pashtus, that's the. The consensus, you could say what you're saying logically, it's possible, but it's against the grain of what both the Rishonim and certainly the Poskim are saying. They're assuming that if anything is going to work in the hierarchy, it's going to be a Morsha. Yes. Okay, we'll look at it again. I'll look at it again, you look at it again, but I think that it's a double question.
I think the Rishonim are very clear that it cuts both ways. For the Nitva, it'll be harder for him to point Morsha.
Oh, so we'll get. We'll see in a moment, again, in the postkin in Tour, some of them. So they basically, the Bach asks this question. I'm sorry, this is taking too long. The Bach asks the question.
Morsha mia eno bin antla.
Who are you reporting now?
It's clearly shown in this English.
Mina, it doesn't work.
No, Morsha mia ain obinin antlar. Morsha is a different halacha.
No, no. Antlar is just the word that they use for an effective lawyer. They're saying, it doesn't work. You can't be an antlar, even if you're a Morsha. I'm saying the Morsha can't be an antlar, but somebody else can be an antlar.
What?
They're not saying that somebody else can be an antlar, but not a Morsha. Antler was the word that they use for lawyer. That's the word, that's the expression that they're using in the Yerushalmi. Right? The Bach, to justify what you're saying a little bit, just one second. Say that again? Okay. The Bach asked the following question. Kedarko, the Bach, is very... one second. Yeah. Okay. This is the comment of the Bach in the beginning of Siman Kuf Kaf Dalet, which is relevant to what you're saying. Lechora nira, the hachi kamar, the benitva, ika plukta, imatzi l'shavya shliach be'edim. Avol toveya l'divrei hakol matzi l'shavya shliach be'edim. V'lo matzi l'meimar la'abal dvarim didiat. Akasha, d'b'toveya ha'pshita d'masar shliach be'edim d'matzi l'meimar la'abal dvarim didiat. Ela tzarech shiyakne lo b'kinyin v'yichtav lo zildon apik l'nafsheich. K'moshen is barbasim k'kal be'es l'vches. Meaning, why is it so pashut that a toveya is superior to a nitva, and you can therefore have a representative for a toveya, but not for a nitva? After all, the requirement of harsha generally is based on the principle that the nitva can say to the toveya, can say to the shliach of the toveya, La baldvar didia. You have it up there? What is that? Bach? Good. Oh, we're back. Yeah. La baldvar didiat. That's why we need a harsha. Correct? Meaning, you would think that a toveya, what is the Bach asking? The requirements of a toveya maybe are higher, or the toveya is more vulnerable than a nitva is to the claim of la baldvar didiat. Because what he's trying to do is more ambitious. He's trying to collect for you. And you could say, you're talking about collection? I'm only going to deal with the Baldavar, La Baldavar and Bidiyan. I'm not going to deal with you. That's why you need a Morsha to make him into a quasi-Baldavar. So what do you mean when you say that a Shliach Be'edim, you know, is going to work more for the Toveya than for the Nitva? The Toveh has a bigger La Baldvarim Didiat problem than the Nitva does. That's the Bach's question. Now, if you asked me the answer to that question, I would have said that the answer to that question is that, frankly, that there's a difference between Tviya and Gviya, right? Which is a nice alliteration, but, right, meaning when the Gemara says that you need a Harsha, you know, because a Toveh is always subject to the claim of la baldvarim didiat, they're talking about in the case of gviya. You send a person to collect, we'll get to this, you send a person to collect a chov or some other obligation, monetary obligation, and he says, I'm not sending it with you because who are you to me? Right? My baldavar is Ruvain and I don't acknowledge you. Or, in some cases, that's we're showing him this guy. How do I know, you know, that you have insurance or what's going to happen if, you know, you lose it on the way? Whatever it is, I don't want to give it to you. La baldvarim didiat. But if we're not talking about gviya, we're talking a tviya, not so clear that the toveya has a greater burden of la baldvarim didiat. That's number one. That's my har. That's not what the Bach says. What the Bach says is the following. Yeshlomar, dachikamar. The inyan hanitva ika plukta im efshalamanos mursha the ikaman dar mamatzel the shav shlich the edim the mitzvah mitzvila bebezdan uben mitzvah lo shayach kinyan the betovei avadai kimin shaba lahotzi miyad amaksek tzarich sheyikn lo hamamon the kinyan lahotzi miyad amaksek velomar zil don the apik lenafshek avol nitvah shaba lifter atzmo beino makner lo shum davar ein tzarich ella edim shaso shliach. The shuveni yachal liton taina acheres b'miotzar shliach chayev bedin chayev v'kayim mashe pasku alav kiv tosso shliach be'edim v'lo shayach kinyan hacha. So what the Bach says is that, well, it's a kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, that toveya needs to be more than a shliach, because what he's trying to accomplish is more ambitious, and therefore the other guy can say to Mahabaldor and Didia. At the same time, with the Harsha, the Chalos Harsha will be effective more for a Toveya than it will for a Nitva, because there's something for him to be Kona. So the Nitva doesn't have the vulnerability of Mahabaldor and Didia, but he also doesn't have the advantage of being a real Bailim who stands B'makom of the Baldavar. Right, that's the box. That's what the box is pointing out. Basically, just to sum up, we gotta stop now. But I want to just spend two more minutes, five more minutes, talking about again some of the Deos and Poskim. But to sum up what we have so far is there is a huge machlokas we've shown on whether or not you can whether or not a representative on behalf of the Nitva will be effective. It seems like default that almost everybody seems to think that Tovei is okay. It's the poskim again in Tur and Shulchan Aruch who start asking, like, why isn't there a bigger problem regarding the Tovei as well? Both a sheker problem. Bach is asking, you know, what about a la baldvarim didi problem? If we're not talking about a mursha, we're talking about a shliach beidin. But the consensus view in the Rishonim mostly seems to be that there might be a chiluk between Toveya and Nitva, that Nitva is particularly problematic. Regarding that, there's a huge debate whether or not there is or is not Minui Antlar, which is a kind of a lawyer. At some point, Shliach Bebez, Shliach Be'edim, Mursha, they become conflated. In the discussions here, and some of them it's identical. Broadly speaking, one perspective was that the problem is one of accuracy, sheker, and so on. Then the question is, again, why the difference between Nitva and Toveya? How do you overcome that, you know, with kavod issues and so on? But that's certainly the preponderant view. There seems to be another view, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva, who A, paskin against the mainstream of Chachmei Svarad, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rimigash, the Ramban, the Rajba, who mostly say there is no antler for a Nitva. The Ra'ah and the Ritva disagree. The Ritva co-opts also the Rajba. There seem to be two chumas of the Rajba. The Ritva, however, in addition to that, more importantly, turns the whole thing into a formal din of either shlichos, baldavar, and ba'amdu shnei anashim b'din. His view is that even the halacha, when we're mekel, it's not because we've turned our back on that, but because a mursha or antler of some other sort does properly, adequately function as ba'amdu shnei anashim b'din. In light of that, again, his statement that the Rambam doesn't disagree is, again, I don't think he's relating to the tshuva. He may not have known about the tshuva. He's talking definitely about Yad HaChazakah. He didn't think that Meturgaman was relevant. Then if you look at his comments in Makos, so you have an intensification of this whole shita. Namely, you have the idea that Mipi Meturgaman and Mipi Ksavam, both which come from a pasuk of Edim, are being applied to Balei Dinim. You also have the very interesting issue of whether or not being present in Bezdin for Mipiksavam at least, possibly Miturgamon, is something better or worse, which we explained, and could be explained in different ways as well. And then in the end, he makes it perfectly clear again that the issue when it comes to a Mursha for the Nitva or an Antlar is an issue of Amdu Shnei Anashim Bedin, and that the only way around that is to perceive the person who's towing as a Baldavar. So, in the end of the day, what is his view about Nashim, though? Even if you take the view that there's no Antlar, right? What about Nashim? Kokvudamas Melech Pnima. So what's interesting is, this I'll end, and then I'll just talk about, again, the tour and Shulchan Aruch a little bit for 5 minutes before we move on to Amida and Yeshiva. What's interesting is, in the Tshuva Sarajba, the second one that they quote, which is like Chelek Vav Simen Reish, I think, or something like that, or Reish Yud, is that it? Yeah. And in the Tshuva Saritva himself, he has a Tshuva also, Simen Kuf Nun Dalid. There again, the Ritva affirms his psak that even a regular person could be Mamana and Mursha for the Nitva. However, when describing the other Deya, does say that Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima would justify not just a Shliach Bezdin, but an Antlar, and the Tshuva Sarajba as well. In other words, equating regarding this halacha, the Vikidashto of the Kohen Gadol with Kol Kvuda. What the Rimigash, the Ramban, the Raj, what most of the Rishonim here say is not true. They all say, right, Kohen Gadol, Vikidashto, that only that, you know, can have this kind of an impact. Again, it's interesting, the Ritva himself says, like, I don't see what the big deal is. So send a Shliach Bezdin, according to that Deya, to the Kohen Gadol too. So it's not a hop, skip, and a jump from there to say, well, I'm not so convinced about that Chiluk. In the case of Kohen Gadol, it seems like the Yerushalmi really was going to allow an Antler. So Hu Adin, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, you would allow an Antler. Now, is that because Kol Kvuda, you know, is even more significant than we thought, right? Or because any kavod halacha will redefine what constitutes, you know, v'amdu shnei anashim bedin? I'm not sure. But that ritva. What's that? Would?
Could it be that shliach beizdin rather than holding would be worse than
no? I think shliach bezdin would also work, but he's saying you don't need shliach bezdin. In the tshuva of the, I don't think anybody thinks that Shliach Bezdin, except maybe the Meiri and those who think that the that you know that the whole Gemara is nidcha lahalach.
What do you think?
I mean, doesn't everybody agree that an antler is a bigger kiddush than a Shliach Bezdin?
Well, I was thinking if you really take the Ritva's approach, I'm just saying that you think that's solved by the Shliach, then you might have a bigger problem than a Shliach Bezdin.
But he's saying it's even the Nitva.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound that way to me, but I can't tell you 100%. I'm just saying that Tshuvas HaRitva and the Tshuvas HaRajba, Chelek Vav Simen Reishud, they are applying to Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima what the Yerushalmi applies to the Kohen Gadol in terms of the impact of Antler. Which I think, in you read the whole Tshuvas, it's still an acknowledged higher ambition than Shliach Bezdin.
Also, in that Tshuva, just from my perspective, the Rashba does explicitly say that
they're
not like Mursha.
Are the same. That they're different?
Yeah.
I thought the other one, he says Hainu, Hainu. On Chelek Beis, he says Hainu.
Above Rishu, he said.
Yeah.
The Shuva wants to say that the Yerushalmi is only excluding Amr. You could be Mimana Mursha.
No, but he's saying on the rejection side, you can't.
Yeah, but in the Rashba says you can, he acknowledges
that. Right, and the question is in the other direction. If you can, is there something more than a Mursha? That's more the question. If you can't, then that's clear. But if you can't, If you can't, it's can't even Morsha. But if you can, is it only Morsha? That's the question. Or Shliach Be'edim. Okay, stop here. I'm sorry we're a little over time, but...
Also, after the course of the Hebrew, start looking at Melech and the Sakhik Bekuvia, the Psalm of the Rambam on Melech especially, the Ritva on the Mishnah and on the Sakhik Bekuvia, and the Rajba on the Sakhik Bekuvia. Start with that.